Hello everyone, I'm Robert Reddin, the Content Marketing Guru. Today I'm talking about content marketing and in particular the 6 rules for success. Good quality original content is at the heart of our content marketing, and as marketers we strive to create content that can be used in a variety of media to help us to achieve 4 key objectives, which are to generate sales leads, to drive traffic to our website, to promote our brand or affiliate product, and to educate our customers and prospects. If you follow the 6 content marketing rules I am about to reveal to you, your content will be high quality and genuinely helpful to the consumer. Rule number 1. The content should not be promotional. Generating excitement in your product, service, or brand and inspiring the consumer to take the next step are both important components of your content marketing. Content that is overtly promotional, or that is perceived as such, will neither excite nor inspire the consumer. In fact, it will probably turn them against you. Those of us with a background in article marketing will know, or should know, that promotional content is not accepted by article directories because it is a big turn-off to the reader. And that holds true in other media too. Rule number 2. Content must be relevant. There is a difference between general content, for which there is a place in your content marketing campaign, and generic content. Generic content is not sufficiently relevant to the needs of the consumer, who is looking to solve a problem. The consumer wants information that helps them, not something that applies to everybody in general. An example might be the weather outlook of warm with a risk of rain that covers a whole region or state. It leaves questions in the consumer's mind. How warm? Relative to what? What is the risk of rain? Should I take an umbrella when I go out? Consequently, generic content is unlikely to result in the attainment of your business goals. When creating content, you must ensure that it is useful to the consumer. That is, it helps the consumer to solve the problem he or she has. Rule number 3. Your content closes a gap in the consumer's knowledge. Your content marketing should answer the consumer's question or help to solve their problem. Content that does not fulfill this objective will be ineffective. The added benefit of providing helpful content is that it assists in building a relationship of trust and confidence with the consumer. And we already know that people prefer to do business with and buy from people they know and trust. By closing a gap in the consumer's knowledge, you are also nurturing a potential sales lead. Rule number 4. Create quality content. Content marketing is a form of thought leadership. Perhaps you hadn't thought of it in that way. Through your content, you are guiding the consumer towards your desired objective. Poor content is not only likely to provide poor results, but may also harm your reputation. So take some time to ensure your content is presented in a thoughtful manner and is free of errors. Rule number 5. The content must be relevant. Your content must be relevant to the company, product or service you are promoting. If your content does not support your business objectives in any way, it is a waste of your time and resources to produce it. Always keep your business goals in mind when creating content. Ask yourself this question. Does this piece of content help me to achieve a business goal? And answer that question with a simple yes or no. If it doesn't help you to achieve a business goal, why are you creating it? Rule number 6. Your content should give proof. As you are creating content to support a business goal, it may seem less than impartial to the consumer. You can hear the question in their mind. Well, she would say that, wouldn't she? What do you expect? She works for them, doesn't she? To counter this, ensure that the content you create substantiates what you are saying. Use quotes and testimonials, or the results of actual metrics and statistics to back up what you are saying. Does all this have a familiar ring? It should do, because these are the same rules on which all successful, ethical marketing is based. They apply to articles, podcasts, slideshows, videos, webinars, hangouts, audio, infographics. In fact, these rules apply to all forms of content. Use these rules as a success checklist when you are creating new content. And also ask yourself this question. Does this piece of content help me to achieve a business goal? Bonus rule. Start with the end in mind. What is the objective you are trying to achieve by creating this piece of content? Perhaps it's one of the 4 key objectives I mentioned earlier. To generate a sales lead, to drive traffic to our website, to promote our brand or affiliate product, and to educate our customers and prospects. Perhaps you have a different objective. Whatever it is, always keep in mind that your content marketing is a means to achieving your objective. I'm Robert Reddin, the Content Marketing Guru. Thanks for listening.